it's a battery issue. Do you hear me now? Oh. Oh. No, interrupt. Interrupt. When the fiery trials come, so I'm just you got to interrupt. Okay, but that's good, though. You know, but you know what? We don't go through our sufferings alone. We're not alone in our hardship. Don't ever let me just drone on. You heard me, though. Christ goes through the experiences with us. We're not alone. He's our high priest. He's our high priest. He identifies with our weaknesses and our infirmities. You know what? And when you suffer, you're an extension of Christ in suffering. It's evidence of your union in Christ that you suffer because you're a believer. See, your suffering is not only planned, okay? It's planned. It's evidence of your union with Christ. And then the second half of verse 13 says, rejoice. We're supposed to rejoice in as much as we participate in Christ's suffering. Then there's this word, so, it explains, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Hope-filled joy will strengthen your assurance of heaven. First, there is suffering. When you see we go through things, that's just an assurance that, okay, that we're going to glory. First, there's suffering, then there's glory. Paul said that if we suffer with him, or Peter said if we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him. It was the same way for Jesus. He suffered first and then he was glorified. It's the same way for us as believers. You know, if you become embittered in life, maybe you can become embittered in life and the pain it deals you. Are you bitter? Become embittered because of the pain life has dealt you? Kind of shows that you're probably not connected to Christ. Yeah. But joy against all odds points to a life of Christ within you, which cherishes the hope of seeing and sharing in the revelation of his glory. Yes. So you know what? It's planned. But when we go through suffering, it shows our union with him with us and us with him. And it strengthens our assurance of heaven. In your trying times, verse 14 says that the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. Spirit of Christ and of glory rest on you. Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. Now, you might think you're going through stuff you won't be able to bear up under it, okay? But if you're in Christ, the Bible says, in your hour of testing, the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. You don't go through anything alone. The Spirit of God rest on you. So you need to hold on to hope. Holding on to hope when it's hard glorifies God. Verse 16 says, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Praise God that you bear that name. Some of your translations may say, let him glorify God in that matter. Peter's saying that we show by your actions and attitudes that God is great and strong and precious to you. When you show by your actions and attitudes that God is great and strong and precious to you, okay, it glorifies God. The greatest way you can give glory to God is to hold on and endure and to stay strong when all your other supports are falling away. When everything else is falling apart, falling away, just hold on, endure, and stay strong. Hold fast. Rejoice in the Lord in the midst of suffering. When you rejoice in the Lord in the midst of suffering, it shows that God and not other things are your hope. God is your hope, not other things. So when you're going through difficult times and you're still glorying in God, still glorying in Christ, it simply shows that's where your hope is. Your hope's in God, not in other things. You know, and ultimately, you know, the big thing is in verse 19, ultimately, you can count on your Creator to care for your soul. He's going to take care of your soul. Verse 19 says, "So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. You know what Romans 8:28 says? It says that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His good purpose. Yeah. In all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His good purposes. He takes even our losses, the bad things in our life, and He works them for good. That's what that verse really means. See, we need to hold on to the confidence that when we go through stuff, our Maker is going to be there for us. Okay. He will not only be there for us, He'll be for us as we go through it. He'll be there for us tomorrow. We need to hold on to that because that's what will strengthen us to do what is right. When we hold on to the confidence He'll be there, He strengthens us to do what is right, and we rise above whatever's going on. When all that happens, if there's temptation coming at you in your life, you'll rise above it. You'll endure through whatever you're going through. That's why today, this is the hope that makes you endure. It's the hope that makes you endure. So there's a question in light of this standard. Here's the question today. What is your quitting quotient? What is your quitting quotient? What would it take to sideline you in the cause for Christ? What would it take to sideline you in the cause for Christ? What words or actions from others, what pains or disappointments would tip the scale? What makes it too heavy, too much, too wrong for you to hold on to hope? As you entertain that thought, I want to tell you today that the measure of your hope is the measure of your spiritual maturity. The measure of your hope is the measure of your spiritual maturity. It's your spiritual maturity in Christ that helps you face tomorrow. It's your spiritual maturity in Christ that gives you hope and helps you face tomorrow. So whatever's going on, whether it be the good, the bad, or the ugly, pursue Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, who for the hope set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame. And then the Bible says, He rose. He rose. Now I'll be back for some closing words, but we're going to sing first. So God bless you. Praise God that Jesus rose.